Chapter 58. Right Up Your Alley.
"Can you please just drive?" Lynn pleaded from the back seat. "This is not the time for that."
Jake was driving with one hand and checking the flood of text messages, tweets, phone calls, and notifications that had come to his phone once he had received reception. He could see in the rear view that the lady in the back had done the same thing, but she wasn't driving through zombie-riddled streets. Blood and guts covered the windshield and every square inch of the SUV, and she had finally stopped protesting about the damage being done to her rental car. It didn't matter anyway, because Jake wasn't listening, and most of the time he had no choice but to plow them down.
Okay, Jake said, waving his phone at Lynn. Just let me finish this.
All right, just hurry up, Lynn grumbled.
Jake quickly wrote a text message and sent it. It was brief and to the point. It read, "I'm coming to get you. I'll be there in a minute." He had hoped a message from her would have been top of the list, but it wasn't. It wasn't even in the list. Either she didn't know or she didn't care, but judging by the state of the outskirts of her neighborhood, there was no fucking way she didn't know. He had made an agonizing Sophie's choice, but it all came down to the fact that Daryl hadn't answered his calls or texts, and he was most likely holding a gun. On the surface, it seemed like a dick move, seeing as she hadn't replied or answered either, but he still considered his best bet was to save her, then double back for Daryl, if he even needed his help. The familiar paths to the various freeways and major streets that led out of the city beckoned to him, but he ignored each and every one. Leaving would have fucked all his plans. He had to save her, and he had to get the diamonds, which just might be the only currency worth a damn right now, and that's what he kept telling himself. Jake found his hand was rubbing his chest as they got closer to their destination. He was nervous as hell. Getting the diamonds back wasn't going to be as simple as going home to get them. He had them well and truly stashed in the last place anyone would look. He turned a few sharp corners and his guts churned, adding to the anxiety that was washing over him. He was back in her neighborhood, and he was driving on impulse, driving to her place for maybe the last time, depending on how all this nonsense turned out, of course. Jake snatched a few more glances at his phone with every notification that came in. A couple of his tweets that he had finally sent were getting some traction, but there were no text messages. He'd trade a million retweets for just one message from her right now. The number of zombies they were coming across was reducing at every corner, and as he turned up her street, he saw why. It was like they had teleported into the heart of Kabul, right behind a massive military blockade. Army trucks and vehicles formed a broad line as infantry took up position behind them, pointing their rifles towards an invisible enemy. Jake stopped the car. He didn't know exactly what to do. This was safety, he guessed, but he didn't want that just yet. He tapped his thumbs on the steering wheel and looked around at the unbelievable scene in front of him.
"Hey, what the fuck you doing?"
yelled a military guy 40 yards away. Jake didn't respond. He acted on instinct, slamming down the accelerator and taking a side street away from the barricade.
"Where the hell are you going, dude?"
Lynn called from the back seat as she gripped his shoulder with her talon-like nails.
"Ow, lady, fuck!"
Jake screeched as he broke free from her grip.
"Let us out, guy,"
Lynn demanded, still trying to reach for him.
"Are you serious?"
Jake said, his face almost touching the windshield as he ducked her swipes.
"We are almost out of here. Just let me run this quick errand."
"Pull the car over,"
Lynn demanded.
"Mommy,"
Ava whined.
Okay.
Jake said as he pulled the car down an alley.
"We're here anyway."
Jake turned the car off and turned around. Lynn and Ava were huddled together in the back seat. Their eyes were wide open and all the blood had drained from their faces.
"Well, that was fun," Jake said with a smile.
"What are we doing here?"
Lynn said, trying to see through the gore painted on the windows.
"I gotta grab someone real quick," Jake said, pointing towards the passenger window. "I'll be 5 minutes, I swear."
"You're leaving us?"
Lynn said, even more wide-eyed.
"I'll move faster on my own. You guys seem safe here anyway,"
Jake said, using his hand to metaphorically wave away their fears.
"We're only a couple blocks from that army blockade. Just stay in the car, you'll be fine."
"Well, why don't you take us to the blockade first?"
Lynn said in her best mom voice.
"Then you can do whatever the heck you want."
Jake gave Lynn a cheeky smile.
Look, Jake said, pointing at the keys still slotted in the ignition. When I'm gone, if you get the notion to up and leave, do it. I won't have any hard feelings. But seriously, I'll be back in a minute.
Jake could see she wanted to leave him, but he knew she wouldn't. He nodded at her unspoken submission and quietly got out of the car. He felt like a dick in that moment, more so than usual. He knew he should have gotten out at the army barricade, but he wasn't sure if they'd detain him. Leaving the keys behind was fair, in his opinion. He could always find another mode of transport, but she had the kid with her, and that's what made him feel bad. She wasn't just looking after herself. She was looking after a walking, talking liability, and up until he slipped out of the car, she was depending on him to look after both of them. Jake closed the door quietly and looked up and down the alley as he stealthily moved to a fence that backed onto it. He wasn't running, but his heart was almost jumping out of his chest. This was fucking it. This was the moment he had been dreading, more so than getting eaten alive by a pack of hungry zombies. There was a gate, but Jake decided using it would have been anticlimactic after all the badass driving he had just done, so he took a few quick steps and vaulted himself over the fence to the other side. Whoa! Jake screeched as he saw what he was about to land on. There was some bald guy on the other side of the fence, hiding behind a bush.
Ow! What the fuck? The bald guy said, pushing Jake off him.
Fuck! Jake said, rolling off of him.
Who the fuck are you? The bald guy said, holding onto his crotch.
No one special, Jake said, dusting himself off.
You seen any of them?
There were a couple before, but they started chasing some army guy, the bald guy said, finally removing his hand from his crotch and standing up. There was a lot of shooting going on, but it seems to have stopped now.
Well, thanks for the exposition, brah, Jake said, walking towards the house.
So what the fuck you doing back here? I know you don't live here.
I'm trying to get to the city, the bald guy said, following after Jake like a lost puppy. Those army assholes wouldn't let me through.
The city is a war zone, bro, Jake said casually over his shoulder.
You don't want to go in there.
I don't want to, the bald guy said cagily. I need to.
Buddy, whatever you need, Jake said earnestly. It's not worth the trouble. Trust me.
At Killing Jake, just jumped a fence and landed on some dude who was jerking it.
#howdystranger.